Today's daf is daf. Today's daf is daf ches, the very top line. So the Gemara says, "V'shavin shein mevi ashem tali." They both agree they don't bring an ashem tali. So what's going on here? So this goes back to the bottom of Zayin Mebeis. The Gemara had a mechlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan with regards to Kor Mashiach, who brings avodah, who violates rather avodah zara. So although in general the Mishnah says that the Kor Mashiach only brings a carbon if he does a hara and does a shkaga both by himself, when it comes to avodah zara, there's a machlokas that Rebbe holds avodah zara is unique, and that even without a hara, simply a shigas ma'ase of avodah zara warrants a chiv karbon. Chacham argue and say no, even when it comes to avodah zara, you need helm davar. Every single karbon of a mashiach has to come with a helm davar, whether it's shar mitzvahs, whether it's avodah zara. So the Gemara then had said that they agree in a couple of instances. So this is the second example where they agree, and the Gemara again says on top of Ches, Vishavan, they both are in agreement, She'ein mevi Asham Talei. They both agree that a Mashiach does not bring a carbon Asham Talei. Carbon Asham Talei is when a person isn't sure if he did an Avera, so he brings an Asham Talei. If he finds out that he did do an Avera, then he needs to go ahead and bring a carbon Chata. So how do we know that they don't bring, that a Mashiach doesn't bring a Asham Talei? Gemara says, Minol, and how do we know? The Pasuk says, and there's a pasuk with regards to Ashem Talei. It says in the pasuk, V'chiper alava kohen al shkagaso, asher shagag, and the kohen's going to be mechaper on the shiga of that which he made a mistake. So it sounds superfluous, al shkagaso, asher shagag. So what's the drasha? So Rebbe says, Savar, mi shekol chato bishkaga, yatze she'ein kol chato bishkaga, ela behem davar. So Rebbe says, who is the one who's chayv to bring a carbon to Asham? Asham Talei, as the pasuk says. Only person whose every avera, every carbon only becomes because of a shkaga. Like a regular yachid, every carbon is a result of a shkaga. As opposed to a kol mashiach, where some of his karbanos, some of his averos come because of a shkaga, mainly avodah zara, but more all the other averos come with a helm davar attached to it. So since not all of his karbanos are based in shkagasu alone, he's not going to be chayiv in an ashram talib. I mean, even though when he comes to avodah zara, he does bring based on a shkaga alone. You don't need a helm davar for avodah zara, according to Rebbe. The criteria for bringing Ashem Talei is that every single karbon of this person, this individual, has to come from a shkaga alone. But again, since Kohen Mashiach, some of his averas are only brought, bring a karbon when it's attached to Helm Davar, he doesn't fit nicely into this pasuk. So the Gemara says, Mide kol ksiv? Does it say kol, that every karbon has to be a shkaga? It says any Kohen whose shkaga brings a karbon, he would bring a Ashem Talei. And the Kol Mashiach does bring some karbanos based on shkaga, namely avodah zara. It doesn't say every single karbon has to be a shkaga alone. Gemara says in, even though it doesn't say the word kol, in it's implied. Yes, it's implied. How so? Because the im kain, if it's the case, nichtov al shkagaso. The Shiv just said the pasuk v'chi per alav akoin al shkagaso. Period. What does it mean when it says that lama li asher shagag? It's repeating it. The repeating of the phrase of Ashkagasa, Asheshagag, tells me that which Kohen brings in Ashem Talei, a Kohen whose every single Chatas comes because of a Shkaga, a regular Kohen Hedu. But again, since the Kohen Mashiach, even though by Avodah Zarah, it does come, the carbon does come because of a Shkaga alone, Sharveos come not from a Shkaga alone, but a Shkaga plus Helm Davar. So the Kohen Mashiach doesn't fit nice in the Pazuk, and he's therefore Pater from an Ashem Talei, according to Rebbe. Comes along there, Rabbanan. Rabbanan say now a few lines before the Mishnah, we're skipping those parentheses. Rabbanan, mi shechato b'shkaga, yatsa Mashiach shein chato b'shkaga. For him, Rabbanan's very clear, because they hold that a Kohen Mashiach never brings a carbon based on a shkaga alone. When it comes to shar mitzvahs, when it comes to avodah zara, you need a helm davar as a prerequisite. So lo be'avodah kochavim, lo b'shar mitzvahs, ela b'helm davar im shkaga samaisa. So the Kohen Mashiach, according to Rabbanan, very cleanly doesn't fit into this pasuk, and for that reason, he's pater from a carbon asham talit. Okay. The Rashba tries to figure out what exactly is the case here of an Ashem Talei by Avodah Zarah. We're talking about here Avodah Zarah and Ashem Talei. Exactly, yeah. So he says, Avodah Zarah is based on a Kavana. Right. If you don't have Kavana, what exactly is going on here? So he says, no, let's say you have two piles of rocks in front of you. One is Marcolius and one is not. And you throw a rock at one of them, you weren't sure which one you threw at, or you weren't sure which one was Marcolius. That is what he thinks would be an example of Ashem Talei of Avodah Zarah.
You were to be over the Avodah Zarah, but maybe the rock was
Exactly. Maybe that.
But maybe you did it to something that wasn't.
Exactly. Something along those lines. Or let's say they give another example. The Ravid says you bow down to an eight, but you weren't sure if the eight was an Asherah tree or not an Asherah tree. Your kavana was for the Asherah tree, but it may not have been an Asherah tree. But those are the examples they say of an Ashem Talay for Avodah Zarah.
Would it be also, let's say, if he thinks that there's a derech, but that, you know, it has to be according to the derech of Avodah Zarah, like the usual way. So maybe he did it.
Shelo kedarka,
thinking that it was kedarka.
It could be. I'm not sure. It could be. That could be an example. I don't know. They didn't give all the examples, but that could be also.
Okay.
The Mishnah now tells us on the top of Chesam Aleph, a few lines down, as follows: Ein bezdin chayavim ad sheyoru b'davar shezidona kares v'shkagas achatas. Bezdin. We've been talking about haras, horios of batedinim. The criteria of what type of hara has to come out of bezdin is a on an Avera that has, if it one when done on purpose, Bizadon is Chayv Kares, when done Bishogig is Chatas. A classic example would be Shabbos. Shabbos, when done Bizadon, if there's no Eidim Vasra, it's going to be Kares. Yom Kippur also, it's going to be Kares. And if it's done Bishogig, it's resulting of a Chatas. So that's the type of Avera that they have to give a Hora in order to be Chayv, all these Dinim of Horios and these Karbanos. The Chayna Mashiach, the Mishnah says the same thing, when a Mashiach, when a Kohen Mashiach makes a Hora for himself, has to be a hara about the Navera that Zedona Kares Vishkagaso Chatas. Below Bavodos Kochavim, and not Bavodos Kochavim, Ad Sheyoru Al Davar Zedona Kares Vishkagaso Chatas. Same thing, not only by Shar Mitzvot, but also when making hara in the world of Avodah Zarah, has to be again where Zedona Kares and Shkagaso is a Chatas. So the Gemara says, Minon, how do we know that that's the type of Avera, Zedona Kares, and Shkagaso Chatas is a type of Avera that the Hara has to be on? The Gemara says, Ditanya, quotes a Braisa, quoting Rebbe. Rebbe says, Rebbe Omer, Nemar, Kan Aleha. It says in the context, it's Parham Davar, Davar Shel Tzibor, it says Aleha. The Pasuk says, Vo Noda HaChatas Asher Chata Aleha. The Nemar Lahalan says later on, in the context of Achos Isha Lachosa, marrying two sisters, there's an Isser Karas, it's Arayos, it says also the words, Lahalan, Nemar Lahalan, Aleha. The pasuk says, I'd read by the Achos Isha, the Isha Lachosa lo sikach litzur legalos ervasa aleha. So we now have a gzer shava between Achos Isha, wife's sister, marrying her, and between Parhelm Davar. So now we have established Malahal, and just like later on, by two sisters, it's the Davar, she's the Dona Kares, if done bizodon, it's a Kares, Ishkagos, if it's done accidentally, it's a carbon chatas. So af so to kan, when it comes to Parhelm Davar, shel tzibor, Davar shezidona kares ushkagasa chatas. The hara, the relevance of these karbanos of a parhelm davar shel tzibor is only if it's about an avera that is zidona kares and shkagaso is a chatas. So the Gemara says, fine. So this is a very nice proof of ashkechan tzibor. We've established now through the gzeir shava when it comes to parhelm davar shel tzibor has to be zidona kares and shkagaso chatas. But what about Mashiach Minon? How do we know a kohen Mashiach has to also, it's limited to his hara only when there's a Dona Kares and Shkagaso Chatas? Gemara says, Minalan, how do we know? L'ashmas ha'ama harei Mashiach Ketibor. The Pasuk by Ko Mashiach itself makes a hekesh l'ashmas ha'am, connecting it to the same halachas of Parham Davar Shel Tzibor, l'ashmas ha'am.
You must have mentioned this like 20 times.
Yeah, so we should know this by now. The Gemara says, Nasi, Yalev, how do we know about a Nasi? That we knew about, we know a Tzibor, we know a Mashiach, Ko Mashiach. What about a Nasi, a Melech? The Gemara says, Nasi Yalef Mitzvos Mitzvos. Another Gzeir Shavit says, Ksiv Gave Nasi V'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem. If he does one of the Mitzvos, and Ksiv Betzibur V'asu Achas Mikol Mitzvos. Now we have a Gzeir Shavit. Matzibur Davar Shezidona Kares Ushkagaso Chatas. So Afso, two through the Gzeir Shavit, Nasi Davar Shezidona Kares Ushkagaso Chatas. What about a Yachin now? What about an individual? How do we know he's only Chai the carbon on this type of Avera? So the Gemara says that Yachid Amar Kra, V'im Nefesh, V'im Nefesh, V'im, it says En Nefesh, it's the same psukim here, the same area of the psukim of the Parham Davar, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. It says V'im Nefesh, if a regular person violates an Avera, so it says Yilma Tachton Me'olion, lower down is always referring to lower down in the column in the Sefer Torah. Lower down, V'im Nefesh, if a Yachid violates an Avera, that's Zedona Karis, let's say such as Shabbos or Yom Kippur, So too, he learns from the Elyon, from the above cases of Parhelm Davar Tzibor, Shel Tzibor, just like Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibor brings the Chatas when Zedona Kares, so to a regular Yachid, nothing to do with Parhelm Davar anymore, just a regular Yachid violates an Avera, that's Kares, he's going to bring a chatas. So now look at Tosas on the bottom here, the small Tosas here. Here. No, it doesn't say anything about kares so, by yachid.
So is it
v'nefesh achas techta b'shkaga miyam haaretz ba'asosa achas b'mitzvah Hashem asher lo tasenah v'ashem. He does something he shouldn't bring, and the pasuk goes on to say he brings a carbon chatas. But with a veira, it doesn't say which veira.
We don't know if it's that.
So the veira is, we learn from the elyon, from the above case, only when it's kares. When the donor is kares, so that's when you bring a carbon chatas on the shogeg. Look at Tosas in the bottom here, just to give a little, I guess, foreshadowing what's going to be in Maseches Zvachim. Tosas Dibur Maschil Yilmod Tachton Me'olim. We learn the lower case, namely the Yachid case, from the above case, namely a Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur. Tosas asks Vim Tomar Heichi Yalef Yachid Minasi. How do you learn Yachid from a Nasi? V'ha Nasi, Nasi itself we only knew, it says Zedono Karis Vishkagas Achatas Gamer Migzer Shava. Nasi itself didn't say it. That itself we learned from Migzer Shava. And there's a klal we have in the world of kudshim, ve'eino chozer melamid behekish. Something learned with a gezer shava cannot then be used to teach another drasha through a hekish k'deisa bezvachem daf nun. So his answer is v'yishlomar de giloy milsa ba'amahu v'lo hekish. It's not really a hekish when we say yachid's included, not being learned from a hekish of nasi, rather to tavayu b'chal yachid u'b'chal nefesh. They're both really included. It's really the same drasha. Nasi and yachid go together. They're both being learned through a gezer shav, and it's a gilu milsa, not really a drasha of a hekish. He asks a similar question now further. He says, miuk le'el kasha. Earlier we have a question. The yalof avodas kachavim mishar mitzos. We had a gezer shav earlier. Vishar mitzos mazakin mamri. We learned zaki mamri, shar mitzos, that zaki mamri is only zidon kares and shikas v'chatas, so too when it comes to shar mitzos. And then we learn avodas are from shar mitzos, alo halamed mi gezer shavah. Something that learned from a gzer shava cannot now be used to teach through a gzer shava. So if avodah zara, rather shar mitzvahs learned from zaken mamre, now shar mitzvahs can't teach to avodah zara. That's another klal in the world of kudshim. So skip the brackets. And Tosas says v'yesh lomar debasar melamed aslinan va melamed chulun. We go based on not the original source but the melamed. I mean, the Malabit here in this case is referring to Zake Mamri. Zake Mamri has nothing to do with Kachim. This is so only in the world of Kachim. Think Zake Mamri is a Chulin. We do allow in Chulin, the world of mundane, to learn Lamed and Malamed back and forth. We're going to see that a lot of that when it comes to the world of Zvachim in next week, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara now says two dots around 10 lines lower than the Mishnah. It says, V'lo b'avodot chochavim ad sheyoru. The halacha is when it comes to Horah, Avodah Zara has to be a Zedona Kares and Shkagas Achatas. So, Bavodot Kachavim Minol, and how do we know? The Tanur Rabban in the Brayso tells us, Lefishiyot Avodot Kachavim Lidon Ba'atzma. Avodah Zara has her own Parsha. It's completely unique. It's mentioned in a different Parsha in the Torah. Yeah, I think it's in the Parshas, it's in Parshas Shlach, I believe. Everything else is now in Vayikra, but Avodah Zara is in Shlach. Yachal Yehu Chayavim Afilu Adavar Shenu Zedona Kares. Since the whole parsha is different, maybe should be chayv harah on avodah zara, even when it's not zidono karis. So Ne'amar Gemara says no, there's a gezer shava. Ne'amar kan me'enei. It says here me'enei when it comes to avodah zara, and it says Ne'amar lahala me'enei. We have a gezer shava. It says enei as well, but it comes to parlam davar shel tzibur. So malahal, and just like later on by parlam davar shel tzibur, davar shel zidono karis shkagas achatas. So to afkan here by avodah zara, we have davar shel zidono karis v'shkagas achatas. The Gemara says, fine, Ashechan Tzibor. That makes sense. A Tzibor who makes a Harah and Avodah Zarah. What about a Yachid, a Nasi, and Mashiach Minol? And how do we know they too are illuminated only when it's Zedona Karis? Gemara says, Amakra, Vim Nefesh Achas. So it says Nefesh Achas. It says in the Pasuk by Avodah Zarah, Im Nefesh Achas, I'm reading the side for a second, Techta, Bishkaga, Vikrivi, Eiz, Bash, Nasa, Lechatas. That's talking about a carbon for Avodah Zarah. So since it says v'im nefesh achas, it doesn't clarify which nefesh, which yachid. So the Gemara says im nefesh achas implies echad yachid, echad nasi, echad mashiach, kulam bechlal. All of them are implied in nefesh achas. Hein, they're all in that pasuk. And then it says v'yumo tachton. That pasuk of im nefesh achas is tachlon is learning min elyon from the previous case of tzibur. So just like tzibur of avodah zara is a zidona karis. Shkagas achatas, so to Yachid and Nasi and Mashiach are all also Zidona Kares and Shkagaso Chatas. Fine, so this all makes sense.
This is only on the Avodah Zarah because all the others would learn.
Exactly. This Avodah Zarah has its own parsha. So Anicha, going back to beforehand, when the starting point, right, when we finished the Mishnah, that we said, El Aleha Aleha. That was the first Gezer Shava. This all makes sense, as the Gemara, Anicha Lamanda Mafik Le La Aleha Gezer Shava Kedamrim. This all makes sense, the whole thing we built up. If Aleha Aleha, as we said, is a correct Gezer Shava, learning initially from Achos Ishto to teach us to Parhem Davashel Tzibur. El Ale Rabbanon, Demapke Le La Aleha, La Rayos Vitaros. So they learn Aleha for a whole other drasha here. It's something to do with the world of Arayos. So then the question goes back to square one. How do they know Davar Shazidona Kares Vishkagasachatas Minaluhu Na Minaluhu? How do they know we just removed the whole bottom, the whole foundation of our building blocks are all gone? So the Gemara says no. Nafgalei, they have another drasha. Midimasni Le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Libre. We find many places about the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught his children. You don't have that by many other Amorim. He teaches children. There are a few Gemaras about this. There's one Gemara in Brachas that talks about there are like three principles he taught his children. Don't forget this, don't forget this, don't forget this. We do find a unique relationship between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and his children. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught his sons the following drush. It says in the context of this is also in Avodah Zarah in Parsha Beshalach, Torah Achas Yelachem, there should be one Torah, one set of rules. La'osu b'shkaga, to one who violates an avera b'shkaga, v'nefesh ashetase b'yad rama, and those who do it on purpose, the pasuk goes on to say he gets kares. So we see here that this is a case of shkaga, and it says kares in the pasuk as well. The continuation says b'yad rama, goes on to say mina ezrach mina ger she'es Hashem migadif v'nichrisa. So this pasuk has Torah achas. A shkaga comes when the Yad Rama, when the mazid is in kares. So we see from here, Huksha Kola Torah Kula Lavodosh Kochavim. We have a Hekesh that even though this context is Avodah Zarah, the entire Torah is going to be founded on this world of Avodah Zarah. So Ma, just like Avodah Kochavim, Shechayavim Al Zidona Kares, Vashkagas Achatas, that everybody agrees to. Afkan Shechayavim Al Zidona Kares, Vashkagas Achatas. So everyone agrees in the world of Avodah Zarah, it's certainly Zidona Kares and Shechagas Achatas. So now Rabbi Shimon Levi says you could take that of Avodah Zarah as the model using the word Torah Achas and apply it to the rest of the Torah, and you don't need the Gezer Shava Aleh Aleh as Rebbe thought. So the Gemara says, fine, Ashech an Yachid, Nasi Mashiach, Bein Avodah Tzochavim, Bein Bishar Mitzos, Kama. So now we have at least a source to teach me that a Yachid, because this is talking about Ba Nefesh, an individual who does this, has the same Allah as Avodah Zarah. But what we don't know is, what about Tzibor Minol? How do we know that a Tzibor can be learned from Avodah Zarah as well, that a Tzibor's Hara is only on a Zedona Kares Vishigagas Achatas? So Gemara says, Yalof Elyon Mitachton. This is going in the opposite direction. Up until now we said the Tachton is learning from the Elyon. Now we're saying the Elyon, the Tzibor case, is going back learning from the Tachton, from the later case. So once we establish that a Yachid is Torah Achas, that a Yachid is Chayiv in Zedona Kares Vishigagas Achatas, we go back to now Parsha Vayikra and say, just like that's the case by Yachid, we can learn the above case to the Elyon, that the Tzibor case, which is mentioned early in Parsha Vayikra, has the same criteria of Zidona Kares, Vishkagaso Chatos. Then the Gemara says, Rebbe, Hadir Rebbe Shimon Levi, my Avrilei, what's Rebbe going to use? Rebbe doesn't need the drash of Tarachas, because he learned Aleh Aleh. So what's Rebbe going to do from the drash of Tarachas, Yelachem? So says the Gemara, as follows. My Avilei Mapik Le Lichatani, the Brisa says, Lefi Shematzinu Shechalaka Kasa Bein Rabin Liyachidim. Just like we found the Pasuk distinguishes between the Tzibor, the many, and the single, when it comes to Ir Nedachas and Mesis and Mediach, where it talks about an entire city becoming Avodah Zarah and individuals doing Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? Rabim, if it's a Rabim, if it's an entire city, they only get killed Besayef, Umimonam Avod, and they're property is going to be destroyed. When it comes to Yechidim, individuals doing Avodah Zarah, they get skila, but mamun palat, but their money is going to be saved. So there's a difference of punishments for Yach and Rabim. So Yach, one might think that's when it comes to Mezid. Nachlok b'karbonosayim. So just like by Mezid, there's a distinction in punishments. Maybe when it comes to Shogeg, there should be a distinction in their karbonos. Tamalomar Tarachas Yelachem, says Rebbe. Tarachas tells me that the carbon is going to be the same when it comes to all shogeg, when it comes in the world of Avodah Zarah. That's what he learns according to Rebbe. Yeah, they can be. Why not? Just like you have shogeg by Avodah Zarah, individual, you get the same thing. Yeah. So Gemara asks, Maskevla Rebbe Chilkia Me'agronia Taima dilo chalaka kasev, only because the Torah never distinguished between Yachin and Rabin by Shogeg, but ha chalak hava mina nachlok? But had the Torah distinguished between Yachin and Rabin by Shogeg, we would have said they have different karbanos? My nicely, what exactly, which karban would the Yachin and Rabin bring? Would you say nicely par? If you tell me that a Yachin should bring a par, which is different than the Tzibur by Avodah Zarah, the problem is that's the same exact cow as Tzibur, as carbon as Tzibur Bashar Mitzos who do Maisi. Then the Yachid ends up being Yachid of Avodah Zarah becomes the same as a Tzibur Bashar Kabana, Shar Mitzos. So we can't bring a par. If you're going to say Naisi par la ola visar la chatas, bring a par as the ola, bring a sar as the chatas, so that's what the Yachid should bring. That can't, because then that becomes the same exact as a Tzibur of Avodah Zarah, and there's no distinction who do Maisi. If you're going to tell me, no, the Yachid should bring Naisi Sayer, he should bring just the Sayer, just a goat, that's it. That's exactly where the Nasi Bishar Mitzos Hu Demaisi. That's the same as the Nasi. We want to make the case where the Yachid of Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg is completely unique. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to tell me Naisi Seira, a female goat, so a Yachid Nami Hainu Karbano, that's what a Yachid brings when he violates Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, it's Tzirich. Sakadat Echamina, I would have thought maybe the Yachid of Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg should bring the following. Amina tzibur maisi par le'ola v'shalachatas hani naisi ibcha. The yachad should bring the opposite. He should bring the par as the chatas and the sar le'ola. The tzibur brought the sar as the chatas and the par le'ola. Maybe the yachad should switch the the functions of the par and the sar. Or inami, alternatively, this all havamina only is tzarech that the yachid avodah zarah would have to bring a different carbon, but ain lo takana. But there is no way for him to bring it to where he's going to be unique. Kamashlan, in the end of the day, we say that the Yachid doesn't bring a distinct carbon. He brings the same exact carbon as a tzibur that violates Avodah Zarah. Okay. Gemara now says, the last six lines of the page here, Dechuli Alma, everybody is in agreement, Mias, Ki Ksiva Hani Kroy, Bavodash Kochavim Hu Dechsivi. These psukim are certainly talking about Avodah Zarah, the psukim in Parsha B'Shalach. But now the psukim in Parsha B'Shalach doesn't mention anywhere Avodah Zarah. So how do you know this psukim in Parsha B'Shalach are actually referring to Avodah Zarah? So that's the answer. So Gemara, but it doesn't say Avodah Zarah. So how do we know that means Avodah Zarah? So Gemara says, "Dichsi my Masha." How is that implied? Amar Rav Avi, same Rabbi Shub ben Levi, Vamila. Others say Kedi. Amar Kra v'chisishku v'lo sasu. It's called mitzvah sa'ela. So if you don't do all the mitzvahs, ezu mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? Shishgula kichal mitzvah. What's a mitzvah that's equal to the entire Torah, to all the mitzvahs? Haviomer, you would say zu avodah tzkochav, and that must be Avodah Zarah. How is Avodah Zarah equal to all the mitzvahs? Rashi writes, if you look at Rashi around 10 lines up on the left side of the page here, he says, Shekola modeba kekofer bechola Torah kula. Those who agree to Avodah Zarah, in essence, is denying our Torah. So it's undermining all the Torah. Tosa says slightly differently. Look at Tosa in the bottom here. Shehi shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. Dechemen de modeba ma tzarech lo lekaim kol mitzvahs. Once he admits to Avodah Zarah, what need is there for him to keep the Torah? And then what's going to happen next? Rashi doesn't say this. Umistama yavor kulon. He's going to violate all the mitzvahs. Meaning, admitting to Avodah Zarah itself, according to Tosfos, isn't considered all the, like you're violating all the mitzvahs, but it's going to lead to violating all the other mitzvahs. So that's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Now, there are other suggestions here, but just because it's late, if we want, we can go through them. Others ask, why isn't Shabbos, the Gemara says, Shabbos is shkula kakol mitzvahs, Tzitzis is shkula kakol mitzvahs. Why wasn't that the context here? So they say tzitzis, even though it is shkula kakol mitzvahs, the pasuk says shkaga, when it comes to an avera. Not wearing tzitzis is only a bitul asay, it's not an avera. So that's why tzitzis cannot be implied here by the word kakol mitzvahs. Shabbos, the Rambam writes, is also Shabbos is considered shkula kakol mitzvahs. Maybe that's what it's talking about here, Shabbos? So they say the source that Shabbos is shkula kakol mitzvahs is based on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, and it's divrei kabbalah. So it wouldn't make sense that the Torah would be referencing a concept that appears in Divrei Kabbalah, and for that reason they say it must be referring to Avodah Zarah that's equal to Kol HaMitzvos. Fine, so that's the first drasha, how we know the context here is referring to Avodah Zarah. Then the Gemara says, Debei Rabbi Yatana, Debei Rabbi, the last three lines of the Amud here, Tana, he teaches, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Asher Debei Hashem El Moshe, that which Hashem spoke to Moshe, Uksiv, then it says, Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem B'yad Moshe, then Hashem commanded them through the hands of Moshe. What does that mean? Ezi mitzvah shibidibur shir Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which is the mitzvah that was said by Kadosh Baruch Hu and then Tziva then repeated again Ayde Moshe? Havi Omer Zu Avodas Kocham is referring to Avodas Zara, because remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the first two mitzvahs, the first two divros, Hashem said, Anochi v'lo yelecha. V'lo yelecha Elohim Achayim is referring to not Avodas Zara. So that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's what it means, Yashir Tziva Hashem Aleichem. Hashem himself commanded you. That's the context of the Parshas B'Shalach. That's how we know it's referring to Avodas Zara. And the last source we know that this is referring to Avodah Zarah is the last line of the Amud here, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Anochi v'lo yelecha mipi ha'gvur shema'unam. We heard this from the mouth of Hashem. I say one more Joshua. And Rabbi Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Tanya, he teaches no. It says, going on to Amud Beis now, Limin hayom asher tziva Hashem v'halal adorei seichem. The Pasuk says in Bashalach again. So what Pasuk is it said? Eidu mitzvah shi nemra betchila. It was said, min hayom, from today, for generations. What was the first mitzvah we were ever given? Havi Omer Zu Avodas Kochavim. How is that the first mitzvah? So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, the Min Hayom, top right here, he says, Hachi Mashma Es Kol Asher Hashem Tziva Aleichem, that which Hashem commanded us, Biad Moshe, Zu Avodas Kochavim. Uminayin, how do we know she Zu Avodas Kochavim Midichsiv Behedya? It says explicitly, Min Hayom Asher Tziva Hashem, from the day Hashem commanded us, meaning from the Har Sinai, Vahala Shar Mitzos, V'hala klomar mikan ve'elach l'dor sechem. Easy, which mitzvah shenemra b'tchila? Havi omer zu avodot kochavim. Dichsiv b'tchilas aseres adibros, it says, anochi v'lo yelacha dahayinu avodot kochavim. Now the Be'er Sheva, which is a very important achron in Maseches Horios, argues and says no. It's not referring to l'min hayom, it's not referring to Har Sinai, it's referring to Adam Arisha.
Right, because you might have a Kodesh Hazer Rosh Chodesh.
Right, exactly. But Hashem, right, unclear how that exactly fits in, but you're right, that could be an issue. But no one really acknowledges that as the...
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's really a prerequisite for getting us out of Mitzrayim. It wasn't really a tzava. So that's what the Be'er Sheva says. Going back to Adam Arishon, even before B'nai Noach, but Adam Arishon was commanded on Avodah Zarah. When the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us they can't eat from the Eitz Hadas, that was a reference to Avodah Zarah. It can't go against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says it really dates back to the Min Hayom, is really Adam Harishon. So they actually have a whole interesting discussion whether Anochi Hashem Elokecha is that one of the minyan hamitzvos. The Rambam says Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to know Hashem as God, is one of the mitzvos. But the Bahag, Baal Halachas Gadol, argues and says that's not a mitzvah. We don't count that as a mitzvah. Why not? Ramban says because Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the foundation, it's the shorish of all mitzvos. A mitzvah is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu command you to do. This even before commandment. You have to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. That's a prerequisite for all the mitzvahs, and therefore it's not counted. So they bring a raya from this Rashi. Rashi, what was the first mitzvah? It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha v'lo yelecha. Meaning, v'lo yelecha is the first mitzvah. Avodah Zarah. No, it wasn't. Anochi is the first mitzvah. So the fact that the Gemara ignores Anochi, it says, v'lo yelecha is the tchilas, the first dibur, tells me that Anochi itself isn't a mitzvah, rather it's the shorish, it's the root, the foundation of all mitzvahs, and therefore not counted as one of the minyan mitzvahs like the Bahag. The Gemara now says three lines down here, V'ha mar mar, doesn't mar say, Asher Eser mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael b'mara. There were 10 mitzvahs that were commanded in Mara, well, before Matan Torah, which were the 7, I mentioned this on Shabbos, there were 7 of 7 mitzvahs in Noach, and then Mara was another 3, which is Kibra V'eim, Dinim, and Paraduma. That's 10. There were really 10 given before Har Sinai. This is your question, in essence. So the Gemara says, you're right, El Mechavar Sokidashina Meikara, we're going to reject this last answer, it's not the source. How do we know, again, Parshish B'Shalach is referring to Avodah Zarah, since it says, Chol HaMitzvahs, all mitzvahs, Eze mitzvah sheshkula kechol mitzvahs, havi omer zu avodah zarah. I did point out that it's not really 10 mitzvahs at Mara, it's really 9. Because one of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach is a dinim. And dinim again was repeated yet again at Mara to just expand which dinim. It's really only 9 mitzvahs, but the Gemara here actually refers to as 10 mitzvahs. Okay, let's go ahead now. The Mishnah tells us, Ein chayovin al asei v'alos asei shebemikdash. We're not chayiv, these halachas of... Tumas Mikdash, rather, when it comes to Parhelm Davar, if they make a hora, when it comes to a Asi Velosa say in the Mikdash, which Rashi says referring to, we'll see in the Gemara, Tumas Mikdash Mikdashav. If a person enters into the base of Mikdash when Tameh, or if he eats Kachim as Tameh, the carbon that's brought is a carbon Olava Yorid. Olava Yorid means it goes up and down, depending on the person's wealth, that's how much, what type of carbon he would have to bring. So we're going to learn in the Gemara that a hara, parhelm davar shel tzibur, only comes when it's on a carbon kavua. You're talking about a hara of a carbon that would result in a set carbon. But a carbon that's olav yorid, that's not bechlal these dinim of parhelm davar. So again, the Mishnah says, "Ein chayavim al asi ba'alos asay shebemikdash." Rashi says the asay is when it comes to tamei v'yishalchum namachne. You send the tamei out. That's a mitzvah asay to send them away to the base of mikdash. The los asay is loy tamus machaneim. Don't violate my machanes machanos. So that's an asay. The los asay. But again, since it's a carbon olav yored, it's not bechlal the dinim of parhem davar shel tzibur. Then the Mishnah says also these tumas mikdash v'kadashiv are also not ein mevim. Ashim talay al asay v'alos asay shem mikdash. The person wasn't sure if he did a violation of tumas mikdash v'kadash, but he also wouldn't bring a carbon ashim talay as well. And ashim talay only comes based on a carbon kavua, not a carbon olav yored. Aval, but you are chayavim al asay v'alos asay shem nida. A person who violates an anida would be chayiv a carbon helam davar. What's an asay v'alos asay shem nida? There's a machlokus here. If you look at Rashi here. Rashi on the right side, much more towards the bottom, around where the second mission of the page is. Rashi writes, "Al tavo el anida dichsev. What's the lava? Vel isha benidas tumasa lo sikrav. Lo sikrav is a lava. And what's the assay of anida? Rashi says, parish min anida, separate from the anida. Kolmer besamech levesta. The vestas is when right near the time period when she's expected to see her nida. That's called a vestas. So there's a violation. Assay says Rashi going on dichsev vizartim is bnei Yisrael. The pasuk says vizartim. Be careful. And it's assay. It doesn't say lo. It says be careful. It's an assay. Be careful. B'shas vestas in the area when she's expected to see the nida, either 12 hours or 24 hours before the nida, one has to stay away from his wife. So that's the assay. Now, there's a big machlokus in the Gemara Nida and how we passing as well, whether vestos are deraisa or derabanan. Rashi clearly here assumes vestos are deraisa, the fact that he assumes this is the assay here. Many others argue and say it's only midirabanan. So therefore, Tosus says the assay we're talking about here is a different assay. Look at Tosus inside here. On the bottom, Dibra Maschil, Chayev al asay, valos asay shebenida. Tosus writes, what's the asay of Nida? Perak Yediyas HaTumba, he quotes Mefarish, Shepirish Min Anida Bekushi, Shetziyasa. Let's say the husband's having tashrif with his wife, and then she says that she's Anida, he's not allowed to separate from her Bekushi, because Hana lo Kibiyasa. The Yetziyah is going to be Hana, just like the Bia was. Ella, what does he have to do? Yinatz Tziparnav Yifarsh Be'aver, Mace. He has to wait till the Aver's Mace, and only then is he allowed to. So that's an Asay, that's a requirement to have to be Parish, to stop at that moment, and to avoid any Hana. A very different Asay of Aveses, as mentioned by Rashi. And then the Mishnah continues to say, again, Ava chayavim al asiv al los asay shebenida, umbevin ashim talo al asiv al los asay shebenida. And Nida would also, if a person, a husband or wife, is unsure whether they violate Nida, that would also result in a carbon ashim talo. Ezi mitzvahs asay shebenida, parish min anida, to separate from a wife is the asay. Umbevin los asay, the lav is al tavo el hanida, don't be ba on a woman who's in Nida. Mar wants to know now, minolan, how do we know? Minani Mile, the Tsibor Lam Machaiva carbon Baalma, the Yachid Ashim Tali. How do we know Nami Lo Amar? How do we know that a Tsibor, Parhelm Davershal Tsibor, does not bring a carbon when it comes to an Olav Yored, only when it comes to a carbon Kavua? And same thing for Yachid when it comes to Ashim Tali. How do we know Yachid doesn't bring an Ashim Tali on a carbon Olav Yored? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Namar Tezva Ashim Bechatas, Uba Ashim Tali. We have the word Ashim appear by Achatas, by an Ashim Taloi, by Achatas, I should say, Achatas Kavua, by Ashim Taloi, and also says, Nemar Ashim Abitzibur, by Par Helm Davar Shot Tzibur. So now we have like a three-way Gezer Shava. Ma the Ashim by Yachid is Bechatas Kavua only, not at Olav Yared. So Af, so too, Vashamo Bitzibur, Par Helm Davar Shot Tzibur, it's also Bechatas Kavua, not at Olav Yared. That's the source, how we know. Parhelm davar shel tzibur does not apply to a carbon olav v'yored. Umat tzibur, just like a tzibur is bechatas kavua, so too af asham taloi nami ein ba ela al savek chatas kavua. So that's the establishment that we says again, carbon chatas kavua through the exesh of asham applies to parhelm davar shel tzibur and also applies to an asham taloi, that they both only are applicable when there's a carbon kavua, not a carbon olav v'yored like a tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Gemara challenges this now and says, Amri, Ihachi, that's the case. Carbon Olviyore Nami, by Olviyore, it also says the word Haksiv, Hayaki Yesham Lachas Me'ela. So Yesham is Lashon Asham. We should plug in that same Gzeshav of Olviyore, it should have the same halachas that it should apply to a Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur, since it does say the word Asham, Yeh Hashem. So Gemara says, "Danim." I'm reading the parentheses. Asham min hashamo, v'lein danu asham min yashem. It's a little bit of a different word, a different letter. So we don't apply the gezeirah shava. Asks the Gemara, "My nafkamin, who cares if they're not exactly the same word? We have other places where we do make gezeirah shavas, even though they're not exactly the same." The classic example is v'hatani d'beri yishmal. When it comes to the tumas tzaras, it says v'sheva kohen v'va'al kohen, zu yeshiva zu yibir. We make a gezeirah shava between the returning and the coming of the kohen into the house. What the limud is, it's a big machlokas, but whatever it is, there is a gezeirah shava made, even though the words are very different. Shiva ubir. Furthermore, nilaf min v'ashem tumas mikdash v'kadashava, not only by ashem taloi, but also when it comes to carbon over the yovel, or even by tumas mikdash v'kadashava, it says v'ashem. It says the word v'ashem. Forget yashem. V'ashem is exactly the same word as ashem. So it's a very clear gzeirah shava that tumas mikdash v'kadashav should be part of calculation, and it should result in a parhelm davar shel tzibur. So Gemara says no. Amra Papa, it's not the word Hashem alone. It's really a double gezer shava. Danin v'ashem u'mitzas Hashem. Those two words together in tandem min v'ashem u'mitzas Hashem. But by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, granted it says the word v'ashem, but doesn't say mitzas Hashem, so therefore we knock off Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So then the Gemara says, Amar le, Rav Simi Bar Ashi, le Papa, v'nilif v'ashem v'nisiyas avon, min v'ashem v'nisiyas avon. Why using those words? Nesias Avon still applies. It says Nesias Avon by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. It also says Nesias Avon when it comes to Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur. So we still do have an equation, a slightly different equation, from Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav to Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur. So Gemara says, no, finally, you know what the real limud is, the real gezer shava is? It's Ela Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Danin v'ashem u'mitzis Hashem, asher lo ta'asenu, a much longer gezer shava, mi v'ashem u'mitzis Hashem, asher lo ta'asenu, and therefore from that gezer shava, we can now knock off all the examples of carbon ol v'yored, v'al yochich, don't bring me kashas from shmias kol, which is referring to the Shvuas Edus, a person denies knowing Edus, which is an Olav Yored, and Bitos Fasayim, which is a Shvua, a person doesn't keep a Shvua, Uhtumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. These are the three examples of Olav Yored. Shelo Nemar Behem doesn't say V'Ashem U'Mitzis Hashem Asherlot HaSena, in which case they are not part of the equation, and they are not subject to the Lachas of Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur. Let's just finish the Amud here.
So the Hashem says on Korban Olav Yored on Yontuma.
Well, it says Yashem is said by Olav Yored. The Ashem is said by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So Yashem, it sounds like we're accepting the question before. Yashem would have been a satisfactory word to be used as part of the Gezer Shava. But since it doesn't say Mitzvah Hashem and also Ashelot Hasena as well, and therefore knocks off all the Olav Yoreds.
But the Bitus Hatayim and those are different parts. Those are in different places.
Correct.
There's only three things that are Ark or the Viorin, right. And those three, but they're not in the same parsha.
Correct. But oh, no, they are in the same parsha. They are all mentioned. I believe at the end of parsha of Vayikra. They are mentioned together, and it says Olav Yored in general. Olav Yored says Yashem by Olav Yored, which applies to each one of those individually. Tumas Mikdashav also says by it, the word v'ashem makes it even more connected, but we just knocked them all off with that one big gzeirah shava. And let's do this mission. We'll read a little of the Gemara, then we'll stop here. The new Mishnah tells us, Ein Chayavim, again referring to the Chayavim of Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur, you're not Chayavim al Shmias Kol, even though we just mentioned this in the Gemara, they're not Chayavim Shmias Kol, which is a Shvuas Eidus, Val Bitos Hasayim, which is a Shvua, Val Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv, those are the three Olav Yoreds. They're not Chayav, these do not result in Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur. The Nasi Kayotzi Behem Divrei Rabbi Yosi Agli. Rabbi Yosi Agli thinks the Nasi also, he is not bechlal these same partials of these three averos, he doesn't fit in. We'll see why Rabbi Yosi Agli thinks that. He will not bring a carbon olav yored. When it comes to Nasi, he will not bring an olav yored when it comes to these three averos. And we'll see his understanding as a machlokes, how Rabbi Yosi Agli gets this idea of by a Nasi. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hanasi Chai Bekulin. He argues and says, no, that Anasi Melech does bring an Olav Yored on these carbonos, with the exception of Chutz Mishmias Kol. The only thing he doesn't bring a carbon Olav Yored on is on Shvuas Eid, the Shvuas Mishmias Kol. How? Why not? Shemelech lo don v'lo donin oso, lo mei v'lo meidin oso. We saw the Mishnah, the second paragraph of Sanhedrin, you can't judge a king, he can't judge, he can't testify against him. There's a machlok is whether that idea of him not testifying is a din deraisa, din derabanan. So according to some, really midiraisa, we say that a king actually can give testimony, but midirabanan, they establish that he can't give testimony. That's according to some Rishonim, that's according to the Meiri who writes that here. We made a gzer derabanan, he can't testify. And according to Rashi in Shavuos, he says, no, midiraisa, a melech can't testify, because som tasim alecha melech, you have to have emas melech. How do you give testimony against the king? Now, if a king can't receive testimony, he can't give testimony either. Say psul deraisa, but again, the Meiri thinks that psul is only a midirabanan.
He's over Shavuot, because the Ramash being let, and he says, that person says, did you know, did you see this? And he says, promise, and he says, yes.
Exactly. So this is a fascinating discussion. Right. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually talks about this in one of his tshuvas. He says, when it comes to Shavuos Eidus, even though the psul might only be a midirabanan psul, and deraisa is actually a kasher eid, Shavuos Eidus goes based on his ability in the end of the day, can he give testimony? Since Chachamim say he can't give testimony, even though it's a gzeir midirbanam, he cannot be bichlal Shavuos Eidus ever. Which is a fascinating point of what the Chachamim have the ability to do, affect things on deraisa levels. So then, to finish off now, the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to know now, Amar Ula, my time of the Rabbi Yossi Gli. Why does Rabbi Yossi Gli think that a Nasi is pater from bringing all of a Yorid when it comes to Shmias Kol, Shavuos Bitoy, and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha? Meaning, I understand when it comes to Shmias Kol, Shavuos Eidus. That we understand, like Rabbi Kiva said, because he can't give testimony, so he's pater from Shavuos Eidus. But what about the other two of Shavuos Bitoy and Mikdash V'Kadasha? So the Gemara says, Amakra, Vaya, Ki Yashem La'achas Me'ela. The Pasuk says in the context of Olav Yored, the one Yashem does a violation of one of these. What are the three? One of the three Olav Yoreds, either Shavuos Bitoy, Shmias Kol, or Mikdash V'Kadashiv. So what is the Drasha? Kol Shemischai Ba'achas Mischai Bekulam. If you're chayiv in one of the three, you're chayiv in all of them. It's a package deal. V'she'en Mischai Ba'achas, if you're not chayiv in one of them, then Ein Mischai Bekulam. And since a Nasi, everyone agrees, is not chayiv in Shavuos Ha'edis, namely Shmias Kol, he's therefore pater from the other two as well. That's the basis of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We're going to now bring a kasha. We'll read the kasha and we'll leave it off like that. We'll get to the explanation tomorrow. The aim, how do you know that's the way the pasuk should be learned? Maybe you should say, Mischai ba'achas mehem, a person's chayv in one of them, af api, shein mischai ba'kulam. Who says you should make the right drasha? Maybe the pasuk should say, V'hayak kiyashem la'achas me'elo, you're chayv in one of them, even though you're potter from the others, and maybe really a nasi should be chayv in tumas mikdash v'kadashav, and shuas bitoy, even though he's potter from Shmias Kol. So therefore, tomorrow we're going to see how Rabbi Yossi Aglili really knows that he thinks that you're potter from all three of these when it comes to a nasi.